Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sound of the voice. It's all hours of the night. Jump, sway, bounce, rock, skate. Long as my band is tight.
What are you going to say? Good evening.
That's all I get.
That's all I get. That's all I know.
Oh, Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes! Well done, sir.
Thank you.
I don't know what else he says. Something about like
birds. And,
yeah. Check out these birds. They're scary.
Windows.
Yeah. Windows
he
and
psychos.
You're psycho.
Ooh.
Wee.
That was cute.
All that shit.
Thank you.
Shout out to Alfred Hitchcock.
Word up, dude. He's been dead for a while now.
He has. Hey guys,
wow.
Welcome to the
now
Black and
here.
Tan Show.
What's up?
With Black and Tan.
Yeah.
Let's do a show.
R.I.P. I don't know.
R.I.P. Why?
I don't know. Isn't that what they say now?
I got scared.
R.I.P. We just killed the host. No? Is that not what they say?
Who's they?
The kids. The young kids.
I don't know. We'll ask them. We'll see if...
The young roustabouts now.
You young kids. Can you call in and all you roustabouts?
Whatever you guys. Hipsters. Roustabouts.
Rabble rousers. Call on in.
Ne'er-do-wells.
And tell us if you say that. Don't do that. Okay. So before we get started tonight...
Okay. Sorry.
We're doing a night show.
Ooh, because we're on fleek.
Hashtag fleek. We're
Sorry.
Just going to say a bunch of
shit. I've been
using
that the whole week. I just learned it. I feel like...
You were genuinely excited about that.
I felt like that 50-year-old guy who says bling bling, finally. You're just like, oh, that's cool, Dad.
Okay, Grandpa, just keep it down so
yeah,
I can do the
but
sponsors.
I'm excited about
okay.
it.
Okay, so we got...
Do them on fleek.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, good.
Right, our sponsors are on fleek, okay?
Yeah.
We got Creative Mind and Visions Clothing.
Got it in here for next.
CMVClothing.com. We're going to be giving away shirts in a few episodes or eight.
Let's keep saying that.
Yeah, hey.
But we need to do it.
Show and Brea. If they want these shirts, I'd like to hear from them. You guys,
okay.
do you
How
guys want
that?
Some
How
free
about that?
Shit?
We won't do it until
yeah.
we hear from you.
You've got a lot of places you can access us. If you would like some shirts, let us know.
Let us know.
Make your presence
known.
All
you gotta do is fucking ask.
Or go into their store in Brea and just start taking shirts. tell them Black sent you.
Thanks. Okay. You may get shot.
You will get shot. Don't do that. Also, don't do that. Audibletrial.com/blacktan.
Booyah.
Go ahead and head over there for one of their 200,000 plus audiobooks. You'll get one for free. We'll give you a free membership. Tell them Tan sent you.
And that you're on fleek. Can you just start saying that about your... Oh, man.
I was saying that like 8 months ago.
It's the goofiest word, but it makes you want to say it.
Oh, man. I actually looked up why it is fleek.
Oh, what is...
Tell you,
oh.
I'll tell you all about that after
man.
The sponsors.
After
the sponsor break. It's like reverse.
Love this, man.
It's not reverse. That's exactly
Sorry,
what
I'm excited.
So we also have Logo Man, Stat Man, Design Man, Dustin's design page, Art and Craft. UNLTD.com.
Yeah.
If you like our logos, if you like our cover art, if you like awesome designs, go
like
over
me.
There and check them out. If you like Pinterest, go over there, check them out.
Etsy.
Okay.
Sorry. Don't forget one without the other.
Statman's glaring at me right now.
I'm not looking at him right now because I don't want to go.
I know. I didn't look over, but I know he is. But, okay. How we doing? On fleek.
Yeah. See, that's just how I live
looked
my
it
life
up
now.
How it started, and
Talk
some chick was on. Like Snapchat or Vine. I think it was Vine. She's okay. like, I got my eyebrows are on fleek. And that was it. That's literally it.
And that's
that's the whole thing. And then people are like, oh, fleek.
It's kind of like me, how I'm just like, it's a weird word to say. I want to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Some other kid said that? Or some kid said that?
It was like a probably mid-20-year-old, somewhat overweight black woman.
Okay.
So
that's where it came from.
Her eyebrows. Yeah, now you're saying
it. But were they?
And now you're saying
But were they indeed on fleek?
I guess they were the first eyebrows to be on fleek. It's like she invented it or something. I don't know. So technically they were on fleek.
Because if they weren't the new hotness, they would be called like fleek would mean shitty.
Well, maybe it does because if her eyebrows were shitty.
But they weren't, because that's not what it means.
Exactly.
It
so means, they were it means... they were on fleek because that was the definition of fleek.
Sure.
Okay. So now that we've got that established.
Now that we've let everybody know.
So now you guys know that fleek, it just pulled out of air, just like all the other catchphrases, just pulled out of someone's ass.
Oh, man. That's my dream.
Yeah, just to come up with something?
Just to have something just catch on. That wasn't shitty.
Man, your eyebrows are on gleek right now.
I know, you're just, ah. People used to say that all the time.
It's probably a term that's like back in the 20s and just bring it back around. Yeah, just like by Felicia. Okay. You know, that shit was hot back. It was never hot, but, you know, it was from Friday that was in, like, early 90s.
Why now is people that are saying hot it again. Now? I've been hearing that a fucking lot, and I've just been thinking that, like, oh, you just saw Friday.
You know,
but it's not because too many people have been saying it.
Yeah, it's not because they've seen Friday. In fact, a lot of them, I guess, don't know where it's from. Like, one of my buddies was like, yeah, somebody said, bye, Felicia. And he said something about, oh, yeah, so you like Friday? And they're like, Friday? It's like... He's like, they're like, no, just buy Felicia. It's like the cool thing people are saying. It's like, oh boy, you're just like one of those lemmings.
It hurts. It's just, that's like rebooting a movie.
I mean, it's
and
almost
not knowing like where it came from.
Right.
So you lose like that. Like what?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. You've never seen Friday.
Point Break right saying, now. Is well, that what you're saying?
I mean, it was just that was just a natural segue into something else I'm mad about. But.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the Point Break trailer's out. It's a reboot, and don't watch it. We're boycotting it. Boycotting the reboot.
Besides the fact that it's a reboot, and you know, it's one of those movies where you like Swayze.
Yeah.
You like, you know, Keanu Reeves. In it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay. And so you're looking for that when you see these movies.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even need that. Fuck it. Just throw Fast and the Furious on whatever kind of apparatus that's not a car.
President
I
would have
taken that. No President Mask.
No President Mask. One
no,
President Mask.
No
in the
fun.
Give me one. I didn't see any.
It's going to be in like IMAX and 3D. I mean, fuck you.
They had like a low tide, shot of low tide, cut away quickly to like some other bullshit on a mountain snowboarding. Fuck you.
I've seen snowboarding.
Yeah. I've snowboarding.
I've been to the X Games twice. Okay?
They had Shaun White in there.
Yeah,
I think he's Keanu Reeves.
I think they were just splicing in old footage of the X Games. Like, is that the Flying Tomato? It is.
Yeah.
It's weird.
You don't need to reboot that. Reboot something that sucked the first time around.
Ooh, like they rebooted Poltergeist.
Mm.
I don't know.
I saw the trailer.
It looked pretty freaky.
I didn't see the trailer. I saw the billboard.
It looked pretty freaky.
I saw the billboard.
Freaky. It looked freaky.
You saw the trailer?
Yeah, I saw the trailer.
Freaky?
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the billboard. It was freaky.
Yeah, I mean, that's a movie that's like, hey.
Freaked me out. I almost
freaky
crashed.
Freaky movie, let's make another freaky movie. I'm okay with that. Give me like a horror movie you're remaking.
Yeah.
I just want to see
people
are going to die. It's awesome. But not like a movie.
I just want to see people dying.
That's like next year. They're like, you know, we're going to remake The Dark Knight.
Right.
And not the rest of them.
Right.
Just Dark Knight.
And we're going to have like, a bunch of people snowboarding and just some other bullshit.
We'll
show a shot of Bozo the Clown for 1 second. And
Pennywise the Clown.
And then we'll...
apparently they're not making that It movie anymore.
Oh, I heard the director backed out.
Yeah, the director bounced. So,
out of It, the remake of It.
Yeah. Yeah. So now it's in...
You know,
hell.
And that was the only production director that could have done it, or what?
Well, it's just... The movie was so close to starting.
Yeah.
So as soon as you get a director, you're not going to say like, hey, this was this guy's vision. You're going to do that. He's going to be like, no, I want
to
do.
What happened to the show must go on? Isn't that entertainment?
You can't do that without a director. Who's going to direct the show?
I'll direct the shit.
You go over
I'll
there.
Come at them.
You
go
over to New Line.
I don't give a shit what
say,
vision
hey,
he had. It'll become my vision when I see that paycheck.
That's fine.
I'll be like,
that's fine.
Absolutely.
And
I agree with everything that he wanted to do.
And that's why the movie's going to be shitty. Because someone is going to, they're going to pick that person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going to feel the vision. They're just going to do it because it's already written down.
I agree.
And it's going to be a shitty movie.
It will be shitty, but I'm sure they'll still make money. Boom. And that's all they give a shit about.
Well, I don't think they're going to make money.
Yeah, if it doesn't get made, they definitely won't. They'll lose money because they've already put money in. I saw a billboard. That's not free.
For It?
Oh, we're talking about It. I switched back. I mean, yeah. I saw one for It, too.
That's fine, too.
I also saw one for It.
Sometimes. Oh, real quick. Can we just talk about the fact that Anne Mira, Ben Stiller's madre, Jerry Stiller's esposa,
yep,
died recently. And we just want to give her a RIP. Yeah.
R.I.P.
And thanks for making Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Or at least, like, most of
thanks
him.
Thanks for making Ben Stiller. That's her claim to fame. She did comedy for, like, 40 years or whatever. Thanks for giving us Ben Stiller.
But that
Stiller.
Was before our time.
True.
You know, like, but, that was, like, Lucy and Ricky comedy.
But Ben Stiller wouldn't have been shit if she didn't do her comedy. Thank Ben Stiller, yeah.
Hey, she made half of them. I didn't say which half of the brain. She
What I'm
she
saying
was
is we got to commend her.
Yeah, for making Meet the Parents.
To becoming somebody in order to let Ben become
even
somebody.
Even little fuckers. Just all of them. Yeah, nice at the museum.
All the fuckers.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right. The fuckers.
I mean, but...
Yeah, fuck you.
Obviously,
you're a big fucker,
obviously,
right? You
she was great in her own right, too.
Oh, was she? What do you know about her comedy?
What do you know?
I know more than you. Sure, I know she did it.
I know she did it, too, and she had a little routine.
She,
right?
Yeah, there was some product.
Two lemon ices.
Okay, that wasn't even her. And that wasn't even Jerry Stiller. Wasn't that that was like a little kid playing him on King of Queens.
No,
isn't that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that was
King of Queens.
Kid.
Yeah, it was the little kid.
That was more Heffernan.
Yeah.
Him. Two lemon ices.
Lemon ices.
Sorry.
Shout out to King of Queens also. Hey.
If that's not one of your favorite shows, no. You don't have to listen to us anymore. Like, same with, like, yeah. Half-Baked, and I think we talked about another something. If you
yeah.
don't like it.
Yeah, if you don't like
we're
it.
We're not talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, I mean,
rocks,
we're not talking to you, but you
kick
can still listen.
Fucking rocks. Pass this over to your cool older brother and let him listen.
Oh, that older brother's not cool if he didn't tell his little brother
He's
or
not,
sister
right?
about
bullshit.
The cool
give it
shit.
To your dad.
So, fuck your brother.
Your dad will like it.
Yeah, give it to your pops. Him. But I still think the dad should have told the older brother.
So the whole family's just in the toilet.
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that family. fuck the whole family.
Fuck your family.
But okay. not yours.
Not yours, because you're still...
Theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, not yours.
You feel like that, too. Yeah. It's fine. But
so,
anyway,
speaking about...
toilets.
We're drinking... I'm enjoying a nice glass of water
you
right
are.
Now. You're
and
enjoying
you're,
a nice
you're,
glass of urine.
You're in California, like. So don't brag about that. They might come and take
I mean,
that.
This is like gold around here. This is liquid gold. California tea. And
if it is... Madonna drinks
drinking
urine.
A warm
Look how
glass
young she
of,
is.
Of hyena piss over here.
Whatever Madonna does.
But you know what? Pretty soon that'll be cleaner than what they're trying to do with tap water. They're...
Giving us fracked water?
Yeah.
No?
Fracked? I don't even know. What is fracked? I think you explained that. What is fracking?
Fracking.
It sounds
or,
great.
Or the fracked water refers to
water
the chemicals that go into water from drilling. Yeah. So, let's go.
Snapman, wake up, man.
Let's go to what you were going to say about funny stuff.
I love how I set you up. Hey, Black, tell us all about fracking.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's... Give me a feather.
That's what I think of you. And everything
you
stand
for. You and your fracking.
For.
All right, let's get this show back
but
on the road.
It's not my fracking.
But you asked about fracking.
Anyway, where are you going with your water?
Well, they're proposing to turn sewage here in California where
okay.
water is apparently
liquid gold,
not
Texas
abundant
tea.
Like it used to be. Right.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna,
even though we're right next to an ocean. I'm just saying.
But that's bad water.
Okay. So
it's
what's the
water,
water they're looking to transition?
It's not Fuji water or
okay.
Fiji or whatever
Fiji.
The fuck it is.
Fiji's the one
and
that
it's not sewage either.
Minimizes your carbon footprint.
Oh, that's true.
Just letting you know. It's like you weren't even fucking here. It's like time
it's like
travel.
You were
anyway,
never here.
Continue.
But okay, so they're proposing, and actually Texas, I guess, has been doing this just for shits and giggles, emphasis on shit, but they're turning sewage, they're going to take sewage and filter it, hopefully a lot, and put it through reverse osmosis, and then they're probably going to do some kind of fracking on it and turn it into tap water. I was like... Don't tell me.
What a far...
Because now I'm going to be like, does this smell funny to you?
What a far reach to get water when,
yeah.
again, there's oceans. Like, there's ways to do that with ocean water.
Right.
And yeah, ocean water might not be, like, the best, but at least there wasn't...
It's expensive to do that.
At least there wasn't a turd just floating in it.
Yeah.
You know
I think
what I mean?
I think it comes down to the cost. Like, the desalinization plants cost a lot, and putting sewage through, like, you know, an old sock... Is how they're gonna filter.
I think
so that's
we should just
cheaper.
Start establishing wells again.
Yeah,
you can
so
just,
kids can get lost down them.
Fuck it. If you've got a dumb kid that falls down a well, That's not my fault. My kids know about the well. You should have told your kids not to venture into the well.
Luckily, we have rope now to get them out. So,
like, just throw some saran wrap on top of it. Just keep your kids out of the well so we can all have some water for a while longer.
That kid would be Snapchatting from the bottom of the well and shit.
Fuck that, dude.
Oh, God.
Don't be that kid.
Yeah.
But I think that's what I'm going to do. She's going
to
find...
I think we need to go back to the old way of doing a lot of shit. Because I think the new way of doing shit is fucking everything up.
Is wrecking shit, man.
So let's go back to horse and buggies and carrying water buckets on our heads. And
I wouldn't say all that.
Couldn't hurt.
I mean, it will hurt.
Couldn't hurt.
No. So technology, but
technology,
you can still...
great. But the way we're getting water and those different kinds of functions. No. I still want my phone.
There's still Google, but Evernote.
You'll use Google to figure out how to do shit how they used to.
Okay.
You have to say used to, used to.
Okay. Watch this.
Are you down?
Watch this.
Yeah. Here we go.
So
I gave you a tough challenge
about like throwbacks.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I would like to go back to the times of not that far, but maybe the like 20s.
Okay.
Maybe the times of Charlie Chaplin.
Ooh!
And you know who played Charlie Chaplin?
No, I don't.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny
Depp. And you know what else Johnny Depp is a part of?
What is
He's a part of Audible.com.
Ooh. No, didn't know? Ooh! Right? I actually do know who played Charlie Chaplin. It's Robert Downey Jr.
Damn it!
Oh my God! Can I reverse clap?
No!
That was pretty good
for not knowing shit.
You messed up the most important part of the whole thing.
We all looked at each other. Yeah.
Well, just because you guys looked at each other. Nobody looked at me. That's not my fault. Nobody looked at me.
You should have looked at yourself on that one.
With all these phones and shit, I would have looked at that real quick.
Snapman just frowned harder than I've ever seen him frown when you said Johnny Depp played Charlie Chaplin. It's like, oh, wait a minute, or was that Willy Wonka? One of them.
Whatever. Whatever.
Same difference.
That guy played that guy. Can I get to Audible? Just real quick.
I was about to say you passed the segue challenge of the day, but you failed miserably.
It was hard.
What's a hard one?
It was hard.
I set you up for failure on that, and
I definitely could have gone somewhere else.
You definitely
could go to Audible trial and try to find a Robert Downey.
Yeah, fuck that, dude. Fuck that. Just get the
or Johnny
get
Depp.
The Johnny Depp book.
I'm sure he's got some on there talking about how he wish he got to play
it's
Charlie
Life
Chaplin.
By Keith Richards. Is he's the author. And narrated. Well, I looked that part up. Narrated by Johnny Depp and Joe Hurley, but you don't care about that.
Okay, Johnny Depp.
He didn't
play
Chaplin.
For sure, Johnny Depp.
I've never seen Chaplin. Is that it?
You're not. No way.
Is Chaplin the movie I should have seen? Not once.
You're referencing it in 2015.
You're referencing it right now. I also referenced A River Runs Through It last episode. I've never once seen that movie.
Who's in it?
Brad Pitt.
Exactly. Who's in it?
I'm hoping.
You referenced Charlie. Here's the thing, though. You referenced Charlie Chaplin like you were all about it.
I had to convince.
You're like, the guy who played Charlie Chaplin.
To go there and get all your stuff, you go to
audibletrial.com/blackandtan.
Get your 30-day free trial, 200,000 plus books. Whatever you want to get, one of them's free. Have a good time. Okay, continue. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man, that was phenomenal. Oh, you know what? I want to talk about Johnny Depp. Coincidentally, I would like to talk about Johnny Depp.
How was that not our first? Okay. Okay.
Oh, man. Okay. I need a minute. Can you edit this out? Because I need a minute.
I'm not editing shit. Okay. Woo! Johnny
I
Depp.
A very important blood vessel.
Johnny Depp might be going to jail.
Yeah. For 10 years.
Stupid.
Yeah. Because he...
For taking Australia... I don't want to just say Australia sucks. Have you seen their spiders and snakes?
Oh, God.
Whatever.
I'm not going there ever.
But...
They're also racist, a lot of them.
Right? And against
Indian people, I think, a lot.
They hate Aborigines.
Obviously not all of them, but there is, I think, a large...
I would say all of them.
Well, I like our Australian listeners.
I would venture to say all of them.
Even the racist ones, as long as it's against Indians. and not against black people.
Well, we hate Indians, too, as Americans, I suppose.
I hate Indians if you hate
Indians.
Wait,
what kind of red dots?
Well, there's
feathers?
Only one kind of Indian. It's from India. They are from India.
American
Native
Indians.
Americans. Native Americans. Native Indians? What did you say?
I don't know. What did I say?
They're called Indians.
Statman in there with the derogatory terms. I think he dropped an N-bomb last episode. I hope this isn't like a new segment for him. Now here's Statman with the racial slur of the day.
Boop! Token white guy.
Cracker. Okay. That
Johnny
doesn't
Depp,
count.
Johnny Depp is going to jail in Australia for bringing dogs into the country.
He brought like two dogs into the country.
Were they Australian
have very
shepherds?
Strict.
No. No, they weren't.
No, they give you like a key to the city if you do that. Bringing them back home. He probably bought, I don't know, what dog kind of dog does Johnny Depp have?
Chihuahua.
Like a weenie dog?
Yeah. No. It's probably a designer dog. So it's probably like a Shikapoo.
I'm sure Statman's like looking that. It up right now. You want to go Shikapoo? Yeah.
I'm going to say like Corgal.
I'm going Bull Mastiff.
Oh, yeah?
Two of those.
You think he's rocking like that? You think he's rocking like...
He rode one of them in.
A St. Bernard. Something big. No. No. Johnny Depp is a tiny man.
He had a Marmaduke. He has a Marmaduke.
One
whatever
Marmaduke
that is,
and like an
Great
Akita.
Dane and an Akita.
Yeah, right. He's never, ever had those dogs.
No, he hasn't. No, he hasn't.
If they can't go on, like, a penthouse floor,
I feel like he has, like, what's the ugliest dog in the world?
Pugs.
Have you ever seen?
Oh, never mind. No.
No, there's a contest for
ugliest
dog in the world.
The one with the tongue hanging out.
Yeah, the one with the
tongue's
hanging out.
Yeah.
It's missing an eye.
Yeah.
Like, it's got a fucked up, like, haircut. It's got, like, a weird mohawk. And it's missing all of its teeth.
It's like the worst contest ever, and the dog thinks he's winning.
I feel like he would have a version of that dog.
I think so, too.
Or at least he would have when he was doing like Edward
Something
Scissorhands.
Something with a bow in its hair.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Like a really fucking ugly ass dog with a cute little bow.
Don't get me wrong. I love Johnny Depp.
Oh, I do too.
He was in my favorite movie of all time, A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Ooh.
But.
Wait, wasn't that Robert Downey Jr.?
No. Okay. I mean, I don't expect to live that one down. But I wish everybody would have told me that Chaplin was the movie to see.
It'll end. It will end.
That's it. That's it. Sorry.
Listen, it'll end this episode.
Robert Downey Jr. played him?
Yeah, very well, by the way.
Did he play? I didn't.
He's also
didn't
Iron
know.
Man.
I thought that's when he started.
No.
What was he doing before Iron Man?
Like Saturday Night
I'm
Live.
Just
and a
I'm
bunch
kidding.
Of
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Here
jokes.
We go.
Those were jokes,
okay.
Guys.
I'm not sure at this
Everybody's
point.
Everybody's getting mad.
I'm not sure at this
Those
point.
Were jokes. I know he was
nominated actor.
Yeah. I know he was in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah,
anyway,
he did a bunch of drugs.
Kidding, I'm kidding. Yeah. This is like his third chance in Hollywood.
Yeah.
No, a second.
Didn't Johnny Depp do a bunch of drugs at one point? He just kept it under control and like used it for his characters and
shit? That's what he does.
Yeah. He's like
it
always
went
high,
crazy.
Right?
Yeah. Because who's not?
But here's what I think. Yeah, nobody.
Nobody. Well, except for Tan. On
no, I am
proteins.
Still. So
if protein was a drug.
It is, and I'm abusing it every day.
Word.
So here's what I think.
Okay, what you think?
I'm gonna go ahead and connect some dots here.
Okay, connect them up.
Johnny Depp. 10 years in jail. Some stupid bullshit. Movie coming out. Big movie coming out soon. Free pub.
Ooh.
Free pub.
Okay, look at who's delving in.
Johnny Depp.
Into the inner
All of a sudden, we're talking about Johnny Depp.
Yeah, we are.
When's and it's time? 10 years, you might... That's a long time. That's like, oh, fuck, what's that? You're concerned?
But does he have a movie coming out?
Yeah, Black Mass. They're trying to make that shit big. I'm telling you, dude. Every
jail?
Time.
Whitey Bulger? He's, jail guy?
I bet you... I know, right? I bet you... Is he really the guy? Is he Whitey Bulger? I bet... How much you want to bet? I will bet you somebody.
No. You don't need 50, to bet nothing.
50 million...
You know, if somebody disagrees
Bitcoins,
with what you...
That he's not going to jail. 50,000. That's like $1 million.
What is
dollars.
This? What is this? Silk Road? Over here? We're good.
What is Silk Road?
We know other stuff, too. That is the kind of narcotics highway. Yeah. I know! Why do I know the boring stuff, too?
Oh, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
Nothing. Nothing.
I just dozed
Back
off.
To
just
Johnny
a second.
Depp.
It was Statman gets one, I get one too.
But no, but I saw Whitey Bulger's movie, like documentary, and it did not bode well for the like FBI.
Yeah.
Or Whitey
because they're like working hand in hand.
I hope
right?
the movie goes into that.
What if they just avoid that whole thing?
There's like he was a bad guy. I'm sure it'll be good because he was a pretty shitty guy too.
Right. Yeah.
But the fact that he was in cahoots.
Mm-hmm.
J. Edgar
yep.
style?
Yeah. And also his brother was in some political office.
Johnny Depp's brother?
Yeah, his dog's brother.
The junior Bulger.
Yeah, Bulger Jr. But there I think, I don't know, might have been his older. I don't know what it was, but he's being played by Cumberbatch.
Benedict he's everybody. Cumberbatch.
Yeah, he's everybody.
He is fucking everybody. Doctor Who, and then it was like, turned into fucking everybody. That's crazy.
Wait, was he Doctor Who?
He was a doctor. He was an incarnation of Doctor Who.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. He was Khan.
Oh, from, shit. Okay, yeah, yeah. Star Trek. I think he really blew up with Sherlock. That's when I really started hearing
him. He was on that show.
Him. Sherlock. He was good on that. Also, the fucking new Hobbit guy was on that. He was Watson.
Okay.
New Hobbit. Bilbo Hobbit.
Yeah.
Bilbo Baggins.
Sorry, I touched your leg. That was weird.
Yeah. You didn't have to announce it. But nobody saw.
Well, I'm just for you.
Just want to let everyone know.
For me and you. I need to be, to be Aaron, cool. I need to be okay with you first before I'm okay with everybody else.
Well, you're not.
Well, I had to look in your eyes and touch it. It was weird.
Do it again.
It wasn't weird.
Please do it again.
I liked it. It was fine.
He's not doing it again.
Do you want me to do it again?
Yes. Right. Don't!
So they're also...
Granny, don't!
Were you going to say something about Johnny Depp being in jail? Is that okay? You said your theory, and that's it. The definitive theory.
Yeah,
we're
good.
We can move past it now.
Okay.
Because you just figured out what the fuck happened.
Okay.
So.
I
know where to go.
You're ending that segment.
Yeah, because you figured it out. What else? What else, Johnny Depp? Nothing.
So you agree with that theory?
Complete. I mean, there's no holes.
It's not
in
even
that.
A theory.
There's no holes.
Yeah, it's like I proved it, and it's now a law.
I don't need a bibliography or anything, but I can already assure you that you did all your homework.
I did.
And it sounds like something that's really happening in the world.
So, yeah, just watch. It. Keep an eye out. Anytime there's a blockbuster, there's always somebody that, you know, is getting arrested for some bullshit.
Bullshit.
Or they fucking, you know, they called somebody out on Twitter.
Yeah.
I mean, and I can't blame them. It's just, I see what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's what you're doing. And
Australia and dogs.
They try to throw all kinds of bullshit in there.
They got some crazy shit out there,
man. It's like they have a writer for that. Okay, get this. Okay. Yeah. Johnny Depp, right? Okay, Johnny Depp. And let's see, what's a huge continent? Australia. Yeah, okay, so here we go. It's Regis Philbin doing this, by the way. Okay, Johnny, let me tell you. Okay, so Australia, right? You love dogs, right? You don't have dogs? Fuck it. You got two dogs. Go get two dogs right now. Okay, here's what's happening. 10 years in jail. You, right now. Okay? Are you ready? You like it? Tweet it. Tweet about it. Tell you, I know what I'm doing. I've been in the biz for 145 years. Do it. Tweet.
And still going. I'm sorry.
Still going hard.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He looks the same, just his hair gets whiter.
His hair gets darker.
Does it get darker?
It's crazy.
Last time I saw him, was pretty white.
He's got a full head of jet black hair. Jerry Lewis style. Gotta have one every time.
Yeah. That was Chris Rock, right?
Yep. That was
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think.
Now I've got to rethink everything that I've been thinking.
You're really, you're on point. But now you're on point.
Yeah, but I want to be on fleek. Okay, I'm just
your
saying.
Your eyebrows are on fleek, actually.
Are they?
Your beard is on fleek.
My beard is on fucking fleek.
My beard's the opposite of fleek. It's off fleek.
When's the last time you trimmed it?
A couple weeks ago.
Okay, yeah, I mean that's.
And by trim, I just mean I took like.
That's good. I mean, it's good.
Clippers and just, like, I didn't edge it up.
Don't think you're going to be this every night, you know, when you wake up in the morning.
This is the best best radio in the world is when you just talk about shit that's people
Charlie Challenge. Okay, guys. So, there is this
Somehow
thing.
That was a better segue than the challenge.
There's this little thing on Twitter.
That's actually a big thing.
And it's called the Charlie Challenge. I'm sorry if you hear me flipping pages.
Hashtag Charlie Challenge.
And what it is, again, I didn't look deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
I looked into it enough to know that it is Mexican demons.
Yeah.
Okay. And they are what are going to be controlling.
Oh, this old story again.
they're what's going to be controlling my pens.
Yeah.
Here. So you have a piece of paper. I keep hitting the mic. I'm sorry.
That might be Charlie. Was that Charlie?
I keep hitting the mic.
Okay that was
so,
you. Thank
so
God.
So what you do, you have African a demon. You have a cross kind of on the paper.
Yeah.
And then you put no, yes, yes, no.
Yep.
You know, top
on opposing caddy corner.
Yeah. So then you line up a pen somehow.
You have to balance it, right?
You got to balance it. That's why they tell you use pencils, but you know, we're going to use pens here.
So we have two pens... And they are...
And we got it. Whatever. Let's just get them to sit.
Perpendicular.
They just have to sit. Okay. They're going to lean a little bit. Okay. Okay. So.
Okay, can everyone see that? Can you see that in the back?
We're good. Okay, so now we ask a question. And
here's the big moment.
I believe it's something along the lines of, Charlie, are you here?
Does everyone have to say it?
Why not? Why don't we all just fucking say it?
I think we should all say it.
And wait, what we're looking for is just any... We're looking for movement.
Okay.
Don't hit the fucking table.
Somehow I don't see this happening.
I don't see it happening either. But it's trending. That means it's real. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So somebody say it.
Let's all start at one, two, three. Charlie, are you here? Just once or three times?
I don't know. Let's do it three
times. Candyman?
Charlie, are you here?
Charlie, are you here? Holy shit!
You know, it's a better game than that. Every other game, like Bloody Mary, going in the window, going in the mirror.
Bloody Mary is way scarier. I was terrified. Because
at least
Mary.
It's dark.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, ooh, shit's gonna happen.
Plus, you're a kid. I hope. Well, if you're scared of them,
I'd be kind of scared to do it right now.
Candyman? Wasn't that the same thing?
That was stupid. Candyman. That was stupid.
Not the movie with Robert Downey Jr. That's the last one.
It's okay. It's okay. I'm not saying I don't deserve it. I'm saying...
Anytime a movie comes
out... Why didn't I know?
Yeah, I don't
know. Charlie Depp now this game.
No, God. I didn't make up this shitty game.
Charlie Depp. Okay. Yeah, so... what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, how is this a trending thing, by the way?
Can I just equate it to kids are stupid?
Yeah, because they have video of... Here's what it is.
I'm allowed to say people are stupid.
Yeah, well, people are stupid. Individuals can be smart, have the capacity to be smart.
There you go, spit them out.
Groups of people are pretty stupid. Retarded. But this, I think a lot of people were filming the pens or pencils moving.
Mm-hmm.
So people, oh my God, how'd they do that? It's got to be a demon.
You know what's more fun than that? A fucking Ouija board.
They incorporated Ouija boards, actually.
Ooh.
Somehow. So, but not all of them. Like I saw people doing just what we did.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see the fishing line from the guy in the corner pulling the pencil.
It's not right, but whatever, kids.
Well, now we did it, and we can hashtag about it.
Yay.
So you're welcome, everyone.
Yay. That was stupid. It's stupid. It's not just stupid because I'm like a man and like a grown man, but it's stupid because it's stupid.
It's stupid because, it's just stupid for
the sake of stupid. I feel stupid for even doing the challenge. It wasn't meant for me.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to work.
I mean,
was there a percentage of you that thought it was going to work?
No, but there was a there was a percentage of me that hoped it would work.
Yeah.
But hope isn't belief.
I was hoping. I was hoping it would work because I'm the type of person who I want to see myself proven wrong. I just want to see shit.
I don't want to see that in my house.
Producer Adrian didn't want us summoning demons into his house.
But they're Mexican demons.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, what up? What's in the fridge? Let me go ahead and kill these other three and let's go grab a beer. Cerveza.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's cool because I have Mexican friends.
Yeah, see? Like, wait till the facts come out.
Isn't that the excuse people use?
Wait till the facts come out.
There was a black guy, a black couple who got shot up in a car just... To kind of bring the show up a little bit. There's a black couple who got shot in the car 137 times.
Yeah.
And then another cop jumped on the hood, like Jason Statham style, and like started shooting into the windshield 15 more times.
You don't know what to do about that.
Yeah. They were evading cops. I'm sure they were doing something.
He was crying.
He was crying in court.
At the stand.
Yeah.
Like, oh man.
Yeah. Probably crying because he only got off 15. He's like, I didn't get
Clint
to reload.
Eastwood never did that. Like, if Clint Eastwood would have gotten busted for doing all kinds of fucking weird, dirty, hairy shit, he would have been like, yeah, I fucking did it.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, fuck yeah.
Right, because you fucking did it. Yeah.
But don't be the guy who jumps on the hood and unloads fucking Black Widow style with your double pistols.
Black Widow.
And and does like a backflip off of it. And
he
be
just
the guy
saw the Avengers
cries.
And thought he would try this. Yeah.
Whatever.
He got acquitted.
Of course.
He's walking.
Yeah.
They were saying it was within, justified
crazy?
Force.
People think it's crazy, like how deep, like, systems go. And you're just like, you're not going to be, like, it would take a very strong person to be that one person to go against, like, the status quo.
Yeah, you would need to live in, like, a bulletproof Pope Mobile.
Exactly.
Forever.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I mean, you don't want to be that person.
The Pope's doing it.
He's been thriving.
Maybe we should, he's mobile. Maybe we should have him.
But he's like James Bond. Yeah, there's like a different one every 10 years. So he doesn't have to be okay.
And they're always white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weren't they trying to have somebody, a black gentleman? Idris Elba.
And they ixnayed that real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
When Korea hacked into the Sony files, right?
But, like, Sony was like,
keep telling people we may do a black Bond, but we're never going to.
Anytime
Lamont Bond.
Black characters are like white characters, people freak out. People freak out, dude. People freak out.
I know, they really do. It's weird. Like when that stormtrooper in the
Star Trek
thing.
Things get real racist real quick.
This is black stormtrooper. No.
There's no niggers in my Star Wars movie. I saw that. And I'm just like, what, Lando? What? But it was just, it's weird, man.
Oh, man. It couldn't be just a black dude in a stormtrooper outfit. They didn't go there. They had to go right to the racist N-bombs and this and that. So, I mean, that's what we're dealing
with. This movie's going to suck.
Boycott that movie. And fuck Obama and all that other bullshit.
It's because of Obama.
Because of Obama.
If only Mitt Romney would have won. Oh, God.
Dude, speaking of presidents, I was... I don't know what I was on.
Hilly?
I don't even remember how I got to this. Okay. Not Hilly. I don't remember how I even got to this online, but I mean, do you ever know how you get to shit sometimes? But when Dick Cheney blasted that guy in the face with a shotgun.
When he lightly peppered that guy in the face.
Lightly peppered.
That was a shotgun blast to the face for anybody who didn't know what lightly peppered meant.
Yeah, if you don't know what a peppering is, it's buckshot, like 140 buckshot in the side of your body, and you almost die. That's getting peppered by the vice president.
Oh, God.
No one has been shot by a sitting vice president since, and Statman will tell me where I'm wrong on this one, I think Alexander Hamilton.
Oh, shit.
I think.
That famous duel.
Aaron Burr. for our Got Milk commercial fans.
For our old TV.
But yeah, I thought it was really funny. If you guys don't remember that, and I hope you do, Dick Cheney, the last vice president, shot some guy while they were quail hunting in the fucking face. And then the guy apologized to Cheney and his family. Wow.
Okay, I'm just going to lateral that.
I just don't want anyone to ever forget that.
To shitty things that people do and they treat it like they're not shitty things.
This should be a segment we do.
So, I don't know what to call it. Shitty things that people are okay with sometimes. So, there's that, there's that show, 19 Kids and Counting. Okay?
Oh, with the Duggars?
TLC, yes, Duggars. With the Duggars.
One of them's really hot.
And one of them is a child molester. One of the older boys.
Oh, shit.
An admitted child molester, okay? Molested some of the kids, some of his sisters, okay?
No fucking way.
So, TLC is thinking about getting rid of the show. You know, people are like, boo this man, which you should be fucking doing.
Yeah. Oh, how old is this one? Because they range
from
3 years old to 103.
Now he's like, pardon me. Now he's like 29. Mm. I'm going to throw that random age out there.
Okay.
But when
But
when he was doing it, he was like 14, 15, 16 and younger and like all that.
Okay.
So this is the excuse that you're hearing.
So he was a minor.
There are people who are like, well, people are just trying to attack Christians.
Wow.
And you should stop attacking this man.
Yeah, that's why we're attacking him.
He was just playing doctor with kids. My kids played doctor when they were kids. Hey, that's just what kids do.
Oh, boy.
What? What?
Played doctor.
So, I mean, I just thought it was crazy that there is, like, a line.
Yeah.
Because you can always make anything, you know, however you want to make it versus this and that. But it's crazy that even now people are supporting child molestation.
Yeah.
So, please don't.
Leave those Christians alone.
Okay.
Leave them alone.
Get them all. Diddle all those kids, please. And a nice segue... from diddling kids to the Mojo Now with Statman.
That was my Wu-Tang Sue.
There we go.
We're down.
So, you guys have some
coming
very
in from Shaolin
intellectual topics here.
Thank you. I felt a little sarcasm.
You guys have some on fleek.
Oh,
yeah. Whole episode's on fleek, son.
So on excited. Fleek.
I want to be around when you tell that to a group of people and they just look at you like.
I'm not going to say it in person. That's weird.
That was the first I heard that word. So it's a real word. Fleek is actually not a word.
Ooh.
But it's made up.
But it's right. a way to be. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's a cool. sound that we all associate
and
with stuff.
So, it's way of living. It's the quality of being perfect. Ooh. On point.
Boom. Right. On point, son. Yep.
It's on point. Fleek.
On
fleek. Your beard is on point.
Thank you.
Remember when we used to say that?
Yeah, back in whenever.
Back in 1908.
Back in the Judgment Day days.
So, yeah, Johnny Depp, who did not play Chapman.
No, we're done. We're done.
Ooh. I thought you were going to get that one.
I know.
I was with you on that one.
I thought so, too. God, I was excited. I was too excited to fact check myself. Yeah. Sorry.
It always happens.
Yorkshire Terriers.
Ooh,
that's what... I think I was right.
Okay.
Little shitty dogs.
No.
Right?
It was a cute little dog with a bow.
With a bow.
Head.
Okay, you did say bow. We'll give you 20%
right on. If I don't
know
Johnny Depp, who do? Yeah.
I said Bull Mastiff, so I was 100%
I know
wrong.
I know him. We go back to Nightmare on Elm Street.
So, demon... Okay.
You just redeemed yourself.
Trying to bring demons into
Charlie. Charlie, Charlie.
Charlie Murphy.
What it is, we didn't do it right.
Sorry, Mexican demons.
That's why it didn't work.
So what it is basically this generation's Ouija board.
Okay.
And kind of Bloody Mary game. Yeah. Mm.
It's much cheaper than a Ouija board.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do...
Not as cool.
You set it up right. You make a cross on a piece of paper. Yes, no in each corner.
Okay.
You need pencils.
Ah.
Because the top pencil has to balance.
Because it kind of just, by needing pencils, you just need to be like school aged.
Right, exactly.
Because once you're not in high school anymore, pencils are kind of out the window.
And plus, demons love pencils.
Yeah, unless you're a drafter.
They're like wood.
Love that hardwood.
And then it has to balance. And then you say, Charlie, are you there?
Mm. Oh, we said, are you here?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we completely fucked up. There's probably something like. I don't know, Brazilian demon in here now.
Moves to yes, then you can keep on asking it questions.
Yeah, but if it don't,
but if it doesn't,
they ain't no Mexican demons.
You ain't got no demons, son.
You have Mexican.
I don't
demons.
See no demons.
So, yeah, and other than that, you were correct, Tam.
Ooh, haven't heard that phrase in a while.
Aaron Burr was the last person to die. Or get shot by a vice president.
Ooh, nice!
That was a collaboration.
1804.
Okay.
Until
1804.
Cheney.
Until Cheney. The light peppering.
Oh, Cheney! I never know where Cheney is.
You know what? I think Cheney might have had two incidences.
Ooh. Really?
Where he accidentally
makes sense.
Hit somebody else.
Accidentally?
Too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know what? I also read that he hasn't yet ever apologized for it. For blasting this guy in the fucking face.
Well, because the guy apologized to him.
Yeah, he's like, you think it's your fault?
Basic alpha male rules.
Sorry for getting in the way of
your bullet. those are basic alpha male rules. If some guy apologizes to you, you don't in turn apologize to him for something you did.
No, you look at him and
I fuck your wife and you apologize to me. Guess
what?
I'm not saying sorry.
You fuck her again.
Exactly,
he did it twice.
Exactly.
He probably shot the same guy while he was in the hospital.
He's a bitch. You salt, not pepper. I'm just saying.
And that's
Mo. Yo, no. Bing, 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 bing. That was a good one.
Yes, very, very good. I was right. So it's
you were right.
One.
No. I'm
right
happy you were right. Why do I have...
You were on fleek.
Yeah. And when someone asks
my
me,
stats
hey, Aaron,
on fleek.
What does it mean to be on fleek? I will say perfect or on point.
I like how you're like, hey, Arnold. Hey, Aaron. What's you're on fleek mean?
Well, hey, Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
That's the greatest intro ever. I fucking loved Hey Arnold.
You're on
my
fleek.
Fucking fleek, man.
On fleek.
Well.
And Bay. Can't forget Bay. Because we're going to hashtag that.
Okay.
The shit out of Bay.
Hey, Bay, Bay, hey, Bay, Bay.
Everyone listening is my Bay.
Dutch
Bay.
Poop.
Dutch poop.
Just don't call
That's
your
what
people
I mean.
That.
Yeah.
Just
don't
if
call
I have
people.
I'm not going to call them Bay. No. I'm not going to call your people Bay anyway. It's been a lovely show.
You really shouldn't even say Bay if you're new anyway.
Thank you, listening public. Thank you, Tan. Thank you, me.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Statman.
You're welcome.
Thank you, producer Adrian.
Boom.
It's been a fantastic time. Thank you, real quick, shout out to Mr. Player Hater.
Yeah.
We were on a show.
Nice. The Player Hater's podcast.
Yes.
Player Hater.
Podcast critic.
We're going to edit that. Don't worry.
What the fuck is going on?
We're
going
to edit that. And three, two.
The podcast critic. At Mr. Play Hater.
That was smooth.
Find him on Twitter. Yeah. Listen to our episode. It's on our Facebook.
Yeah, we were featured on his episode. And he has a real cool take on
podcasts.
Doing podcasts. He
just doing them the right way.
Says it how it is, right?
And we're fucking featured, yeah, son. We're fucking featured. Look at
so
that.
So basically,
shit.
He's giving our show as the blueprint for having a dope show.
We're like
Jay Z.
We're like fucking Hova.
I mean, I don't. Yeah.
Diamonds are fucking forever.
ROC.
What? How did we become this so fast?
Holla at the Rock.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. We love you. Listen, subscribe, boom, like,
boom,
follow,
boom,
donate, support. Yeah. Support is the most necessary.
Tell a friend.
And tell a friend.
Tell a friend. That's the biggest thing. That's it. I mean, if you're listening to this and you're enjoying it,
and it's cool.
If you're listening to this part, you obviously enjoyed the rest.
And you're obviously on fleek.
You will be even more on fleek if you tell a friend.
And you should also share with a friend. Or
you should just share in general.
Just share us. Don't save us for yourself.
Is feeling good. Caring, I think, would be a bit.
Sharing is caring.
And it rhymes.
That's weird.
And anything that rhymes is true.
I'm going to say we made that up right now. Sharing is caring. That sounds
well,
like
I made it up, but
well, let me
enjoy
put you
it.
On it. Okay. Nope. Whoa. Forrest who? Get out of here.
Who played that? Robbie Downey Jr. played that.
And that's the show, guys. Thanks for everything. We love you.
We love you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Ah.